Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Healing Hands by Shoshona. And here is Shoshona to tell you about the wonderful work that she does.
Hey there, Barbara.
Hi, Shoshona.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Oh, wonderful.
So I'm here
to talk about the emotion code therapy and how it can help you. And, you know, like we're all at the point in times of our lives or whatever where things stress us out and and maybe we're not where we want to be in life or whatever. Maybe we're retired and we're just not happy. So what this work does is it releases the pain of your suffering that is due to negative and emotional energies that have become trapped within your body. The emotion code is a simple and powerful method of finding and releasing these trapped energies. So it's just absolutely amazing. I just before the show was shared with a testimonial that came through from a lady from South Africa that I recently worked on. And she gave me a glowing report. And all it was one session. So when somebody's ready to have the work done and open to it, phenomenal things can happen in the name of energy healing. So why it happens, how it happens, I don't know. It's something that was gifted to me. It's a gift that I willingly receive. I love doing it. I'm very passionate about what I do. And I'm feeling so much better myself after the years that I've put into myself in clearing myself and clearing my childhood and clearing my past and changing things within myself that show my unhappiness. So, I accredit it all to this program, and it'll be with me for the rest of my days. And it is growing by the numbers. When I certified myself 7 years ago, there were 1,000 people involved, 1,000 practitioners around the world. Now there are over 5,000 practitioners around the world. So more and more people are showing interest in what this is and getting with the program or whatever, opening themselves up and thinking literally outside of the box to heal how you feel yourself from within. So, with that, Barbara, do we have any callers?
We have 3 callers.
All right, well, we might as well get to it or whatever. So I'm ready.
Okay.
Anytime you're ready.
All righty. And our first caller is from area code 863.
Hi. Good evening, ladies.
Hello there.
What's your name?
Sorry, Barbara, I jumped the gun on you there. Sorry about that. This is Julia from Florida.
Hi, Julia.
Hi, Florida.
Hi. Oh. Thank you so much, and sorry for stepping on your introduction there.
Oh,
sorry
no,
about that.
That's fine. Don't worry about it. Okay, I will let you and Shoshona talk now.
All right. Thank you, Barbara.
Hi, Julia.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good. I've been, thinking, about healing and areas of my life that, definitely could use some attention. For me, it's loving
myself
and valuing.
I just did a session on myself before the show, and that's the session that I'm going to do tonight. And what that is it's going into your DNA and asking questions of it, right? And releasing different types of trauma from your DNA. And now I'll tell you, it was about 15 minutes, and I felt so much lighter after I completed the session. So let's just dive right in, Julia, and see how it goes. All right?
Beautiful. Thank you.
Okay. Do I have your permission to connect with you?
Yes.
Okay. Is my name Julia? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Julia? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Julia to infinity and beyond? Yes. Am I connected to Julia at 100%? Yes. Okay. Can I tap into Julia's innate? Yes. Okay, can we tap into Julia's DNA? Yes. Okay, does Julia's DNA possess trapped emotions. Yes, it's Julia's DNA at 528 hertz. No. Okay. Does Julia's DNA possess psychic trauma? Yes. Okay. Insecure, hateful, threatened, hurt, startled, playful, loving, liberated, disillusioned, loving, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, apathetic, isolated, empty, inferior, vulnerable, powerless, victimized, ignored, ashamed, remorseful, hesitant, aversion, detestable, revulsion, revolted, repugnant, loathing, sarcastic, irritated, insecure, jealous, terrified, shocked, confident, courageous, loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, sensitive, ecstatic, astonished, courageous, loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, loving, ecstatic, awe, fulfilled, loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, courageous, perplexed, dismayed, shocked, frightened, worried, worthless, disrespected, devastated, furious, violated, hostile, liberated. Okay, does Julia possess any psychic trauma within her DNA? No. Does Julia possess any inherited trapped emotions within her DNA? From her mother's side? No. From her father's side? Yes. Going back one generation? Yes. Two generations? Three generations? Four generations? Five generations? Six generations? Seven generations? Eight generations? Nine generations, 10 generations, 11 generations, 12 generations, 13 generations, 14 generations, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, no, 25, no, 24, yes. Going back 24 generations on your father's side, it's inherited mad, inherited hateful, inherited submissive, inherited mad, inherited hurt, inherited threatened, inherited scared, inherited anxious, inherited distant, inherited critical, inherited dismayed, inherited terrified, inherited overwhelmed, inherited worried, inherited inferior, inherited worthlessness, inherited insignificance, inherited worthlessness. Okay, have we released it, all 24 past generations? Yes, and have I released it from Julia? Yes, do you have any siblings, Julia?
No, just me.
Oh. Okay, have I released it from Julia? Do you have any children?
Yes, I have one daughter.
Okay, can we release it from Julia's daughter as well? And Julia's daughter's children? And so on, and so on, and so on. Does Julia possess any inherited trapped emotions within her DNA? No. Any discordant energy within her DNA? No. Any inherited psychic trauma within her DNA. No, any preconception trapped emotions within her DNA. No, any prenatal trapped emotions within her DNA. No. Does she possess shrouds within her DNA? No. Is her DNA in sovereign vortex, in its sovereign vortex? Yes. Okay, how do you feel, Julia?
I feel relaxed. I feel just calm.
Well, that's huge. When I released that 24 generations, I literally could feel the lightness go through my body. So, and that can very well happen, where inherited trapped emotions go all the way down the line, right? From the mother's side or the father's side, right? So just kind of see how it goes. Is Julia in her vortex? Yes. Is Julia out of her vortex? No. Is Julia in her sovereign vortex? Yes. Okay, can we align all timelines? All timelines, spaces, and dimensions within Julia? Within Julia's DNA. Yes, is Julia's DNA at 528 hertz? No, can you set Julia's DNA at 528 hertz? Yes. Humiliated, anxious, empty. 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 Isolated. Indifference. Hopeful. Respected. Liberated. Liberated. Is Julia's DNA filled with the frequency of 528 hertz? Yes. How do you feel now, Julia?
I just feel very calm. I just feel very, very calm.
Do you feel lighter inside of yourself? Like a weight's being lifted off of you?
No, but I feel very calm. I just feel like, you know, I guess there's a part of me that, you know, wonders if this is shifting, like, you know, the things that are sort of impacting my life and have been impacting my life, like, you know, valuing myself and loving myself and having self-confidence, you know, things that have been kind of a challenge and a struggle for me.
Well, now that this session is done, pay close attention daily to how you feel and to how life is coming at you. We can't change what's going to happen to you, but we can change how you feel about it, right? So what this does, bottom line is it changes your perception. And that's what I just experienced today with the session that I did before the show, right? I could feel this vibration going on in me. So I sat down and did a session on myself. And within 15 minutes, the vibration was gone and the energy was flowing freely through me, right? So, but you're just new at this or whatever. So like I said, pay attention day by week, by month, as time is going by from this point forward or whatever, just to how you feel about the happenings in your day, every day, right? You know how you felt before, so pay attention now to how you feel after this session, right? To see whether any changes come your way, right?
Okay.
So it's absolutely phenomenal, Julia. I'll tell you, I am passionately in love with the emotion code therapy. And that's why I'm on this radio program, putting it out there to people, letting you know that there is other alternatives other than the systems that we have in place, right? And when those systems fail and you're not feeling well and you're going to your doctor about issues and nothing is coming up, right, you know it's metaphysical. So that's what this is, what I just laid out for you or whatever, releasing the psychic trauma, releasing the inherited trapped emotions, right, releasing inherited psychic trauma, right, getting rid of everything right up to this moment so that you can breathe and make informed decisions about your life happily, right?
Awesome.
So,
well, I definitely
anyhow,
have been wanting to shift. So, yeah, I appreciate that. I just, yeah.
Well, you can call back weekly.
Definitely
want
to have a better experience. So,
yeah. Well, phone back next week and let me know how your week went.
Okay. All right. Well,
so,
thank you so much. And thank you, Barbara. Have a great night, ladies.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank
yes,
you.
My name Julia. Yes, my name Shoshona. No, is my name Shoshona? Yes. My name Julia. No, is my name Shoshona? Yes. Am I Shoshona to infinity and beyond? Yes. Okay, Barbara.
Okay, area code 541. Let's see if this is Kat.
This is Kat. Yes.
Yay.
Hi, Kat.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. It's still, I don't know. It's hard. It's definitely not easy right now. But I did have somebody that is going to pay for me to do the alkaline diet for 6 weeks. They're going to help pay for my food to do this diet. And then I have to do a review of it. So I'm hoping that to be really strict on it and follow it to the T and hope that it will do something for me.
Cool.
Yeah,
there you go.
That's something that came up, but then I've still had, you know, doctors trying to pressure me and make appointments for me to do the other stuff, and I'm not going to jump in just yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got a birthday
yeah.
next week. They want me to come in on my birthday. They made an appointment without me even agreeing to it and things, you know, I'm like, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be
yeah.
pushing anything right away just yet.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I have something new.
Okay.
It's called Energy Balancing by Numbers.
Oh, cool.
And in here is a whole section on cancer.
Oh, wow.
What type of cancer do you have?
So, I have breast cancer, but I have uterine tumors, but they're not necessarily cancerous, like the fibroids, but this is the second bout of breast cancer.
Breast cancer. Cancer. And there's like 10 pages of different cancers.
Of different kinds. They're calling it ductal carcinoma.
This one here is breast lobular carcinoma elimination. Is that what you have?
Hmm. They called it ductal carcinoma. I don't know. Might be something like that, I guess.
I'm going to give you a sequence of numbers.
Okay.
And what it does is your subconscious mind can understand number sequences. Mm-hmm. Right? So what we're doing, what you're going to be doing is you're going to be installing this into your subconscious mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what you're going to do is I'm going to give you this set of numbers, and you're going to say them 7 times a day, a week at a time. And each week you're going to see whether you notice any differences or not, right?
Okay,
let me see whether this is the one. Okay, is my name Kat? No, is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Kat? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Kat? Yes. Is my name Kat to infinity and beyond? Yes. Okay. Is this type of breast cancer, breast lobular carcinoma elimination, is this the type of breast cancer that Kat possesses? In her, which breast?
Right.
In her right breast. Says yes.
Hmm.
Okay, does Kat's subconscious possess this number sequence for breast lobular carcinoma? No. Does Kat's subconscious possess 5358-475-8364? No. Okay, can we install 5358-475-8364? Does Kat possess breast lobular carcinoma? Yes, in her right breast. Yes. Okay, this is to eliminate breast lobular carcinoma, the elimination sequence. 5358-475-8364. Yes, have I installed this number? Yes. Okay, keep saying that number, Kat.
Okay, I was trying to write it down, but it wasn't working.
5358-475-8364.
8364, okay.
Yeah.
I think I
got
it.
So you're going to say that number. You're going to say that number 7 times a day, and you're going to keep saying it for a long time.
Okay.
Right? Put it on a little piece of paper by your phone or something, or on your coffee table or on your fridge or whatever.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And, like, when you say it, pause. Right? Pause in between each sequence of numbers that you say. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
So, it takes 2 seconds to say it 7 times in a row.
Okay.
Right?
Cool. Yeah.
So, see if your cancer shrinks. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, I can only hope.
Does Kat possess breast or lobular carcinoma in her right breast? Says yes.
Hmm.
Yeah, and it's going over the numbers. It's circled them, and now it's going back and forth over top of them with a pendulum.
Hmm.
Okay, so let's do a little bit of checking on you here. Okay, can we tap into Kat's DNA? Yes, it's Kat's DNA at 528 hertz. No, it's not. Does Kat have any psychic trauma within her DNA? Yes, you do. Threatened, hurt. Anxious, mad, hateful, aggressive, sensitive, provocative, amused, energetic, fulfilled, loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, sensitive, fulfilled, liberated, awe, astonished, terrified, fulfilled, 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 liberated. Does Kat possess any psychic trauma within her DNA? No. Does Kat possess any inherited trapped emotions within her DNA? Yes. On her mother's side? Yes. On her father's side? No. On her mother's side, going back 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 5 generations on your mother's side. Inherited rejection. Inherited rejection. Inherited hateful, inherited frustrated, loving, inherited loving, liberated. Does Kat possess any inherited trapped emotions on from her mother's side? No. Have we released all 5 generations? Yes. Do you have any siblings, Kat?
Yeah, I have a sister.
Okay, from Kat's sister? Have we released it from Kat's sister? Yes, from Kat. Yes, and any nieces and nephews or grandchildren of the family? Is there any grandchildren in the family?
Well, my cousin, but me and my sister don't have kids.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, does Kat possess any inherited trapped emotions within her DNA? No. Does Kat possess any discordant energy within her DNA? No. Does Kat possess any inherited psychic trauma within her DNA? No. Does Kat possess any preconception trapped emotions within her DNA? No. Does Kat possess any prenatal trapped emotions within her DNA? No. Does Kat possess a grief shroud within her DNA? No. Self-punishment shroud within her DNA? No. Physical shroud within her DNA? No. Emotional abuse shroud within her DNA? No. An abundance shroud within her DNA? No. A relationship shroud within her DNA? No. A communication shroud within her DNA? No, a receiving shroud, shroud within her DNA. No, a giving shroud within her DNA. No. Are Kat's chakras grounded? Yes. Are Kat's chakras anchored? Yes. Okay. Is Kat within her vortex within her DNA? No. Is she out of her vortex within her DNA? Yeah, put her in her vortex within her DNA. Insecure. 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 Mad, hurt, mad, hurt, mad, hateful, insecure. Sensitive, hopeful, fulfilled, liberated, astonished, Kang is cat within her vortex, in her DNA. No. Hateful, mad, threatened, hurt, anxious, provocative, loving, provocative, inquisitive, liberated, perplexed, shocked, frightened, worried, inferior, alienated, devastated, furious, irritated, dismayed, fulfilled, liberated, eager, confident, confident, confident. 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 Liberated. Confident. Okay. Is cat within her vortex, within her DNA? Yes. Okay. Is cat in her sovereign vortex, within her DNA? Yes. How do you feel, cat?
Oh, better always.
Well, I'll tell you, I did one of those number sequences on myself last night. On my pituitary gland. And I could feel the vibration going through my brain.
Cool.
And I could feel that I was off until I processed. And I woke up this morning feeling fine. I woke up at 7 o'clock this morning. Usually I don't get up till 11. Right?
Wow.
I was up at 7 a.m. this morning. So.
Wow.
Anyhow, so yeah, so
okay.
Anyhow,
okay. I will. I have it scratched on this piece of paper. I have to rewrite it, but yes.
Yeah, keep saying that number 7 times a day, and keep saying it as long as it takes. Now, I will be doing more research on this. So as I come up with more information on you and dealing with cancer and these number sequences, I will keep you informed, and we will do it again if we have to.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. And then I'm wondering about the uterine tumors, because they're not cancerous, but I know of, but I haven't seen that in there,
but like I said, there is a lot.
Because they're kind of related, but, you know.
There's a lot of stuff in this book, and I have to go line by line.
Okay.
So,
cool. Because I found about those before the breast cancer, but something I've known about those for like 10 years.
There's one called fibrosarcoma. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I mean, they're uterine fibroids, so yeah. They're fibroids, so maybe, yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, just let me do a little bit of research, and I'll find out what...
Okay, I've never heard of that. Number
that
six.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Thank you. I love numerology, too. Yeah. So very cool.
Yeah. Variation of cancer elimination. Variation of cancer elimination. It says no for that one. Tumor elimination. No. type of cancer elimination. No. No, it's not saying yes to the other one, so.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you so much. Yes, thank you.
You're very welcome. All righty.
Appreciate it.
Okay, is my name Kat? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Kat? No. My name Shoshona to infinity and beyond? Yes. Okay, we're disconnected now.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty. Have a good week.
Okay, I muted her before she could answer. I just want to let you know she's not being rude. Okay, we have two more people. The next one's from
okay.
area code 216. Hi, who's this?
Hello.
Hello, how y'all doing tonight? This is Desmond.
Hello, Desmond.
Hey, what's going on? Shoshana, say again?
Go ahead and tell Shoshana what you need to tell us.
Oh, I just wanted to make sure I don't have any blocks and most of all, clear my aura, have a nice, clear aura.
Okay, well, I think this DNA repatterning that I'm doing will do that for you. So let's go through and check that. Okay, is my name Desmond? No, is my name Shoshona? Yes. My name Desmond? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Desmond? Yes. Your name is Desmond, right?
Yes.
Okay. My name Desmond? Yes. Is my name Desmond to infinity and beyond? Yes. Okay, can we tap into Desmond's innate? Yeah. Okay. Desmond's innate. Can we tap into Desmond's DNA? Yes. Okay. Does Desmond's DNA possess any psychic trauma? Yes. Mad. Threatened. Loving. Hopeful. Sensitive, playful, open, inspired. Liberated. Astonished. Dismayed. Terrified. Worried. Inferior. Alienated. Devastated. Violated. Hostile. Skeptical. Hopeful, loving, liberated, energetic, fulfilled, loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, hopeful, fulfilled, amused, ecstatic, energetic. Okay, does Desmond possess any psychic trauma within his DNA? No. Does Desmond possess any inherited trapped emotions within his DNA? No. Does Desmond possess any discordant energy within his DNA? No. Does Desmond possess any inherited psychic trauma from within his DNA? Yes. From the mother's side? No. From his father's side? Yes. Going back one generation? Yes. Two? Yes. Three? Yes. Four? Yes. Five? Yes. Six? Yes, 7, yes, 8, yes, 9, yes, 10, yes, 11, yes, 12, yes, 13, yes, 14, yes, 15, yes, 16, yes, 17, yes, 18, yes, 19, yes, 20, yes, 21, no, 20 generations on your father's side. Inherited hate, inherited hurt. Inherited hate and hurt. Inherited skeptical. Inherited terrified. Inherited shocked. Inherited perplexed. Inherited important. inherited shocked, inherited dismayed, inherited astonished, inherited sensitive. Inherited hopefulness, inherited fulfilled, inherited liberated. Does Desmond possess any inherited trapped emotions within his DNA? No. Is Desmond's DNA at 528 hertz? Yes. Okay, and does Desmond possess any shrouds within his DNA? No, a grief shroud. No, self-punishment shroud. No, physical abuse shroud. No, emotional abuse shroud. No, an abundance shroud. No, relationship shroud. No, communication shroud. No, receiving shroud. Giving shroud. Are Desmond's chakras grounded? Yes. Are Desmond's chakras anchored? Yes. Is Desmond within his vortex? Yes. Is he out of his vortex? No. Is he in his sovereign vortex? Yes. Is his DNA at 528 hertz? Yes. Is he in the frequency of K abundance? Yes. How do you feel, Desmond?
I feel somewhat serene, calm and serene.
Excellent. That's lovely.
You know, kind of confident.
So now that this is done, pay attention to yourself daily, because it's not just about this moment, right? It's every hour after the session is done, and then every day afterwards, every week afterwards, every month afterwards. Pay attention, because you may see it come flow to you or whatever, and you may not experience it all at this moment. I myself, when I do it on myself, I experience it all right at the moment, right?
Uh-huh.
So, but like I said, pay attention each day that goes by after today. Pay attention. Be very cognizant about differences in your life.
Okay. Hey, even to the little things, pay attention to. Okay.
Yeah, just the little things that happen. Yes. So.
Wow.
It's phenomenal. It's what I do every step of the way, first and foremost. Then I go see a doctor. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Or as I'm going to see a doctor, I'm incorporating it in everything that I do or whatever, with every breath, you know. So, and if I even so much as feel a vibration go through me, I literally sit down and I do a session on myself. So, anyhow.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's fantastic work. Fantastic work.
Okay.
And it's all God given.
You teach this?
No.
Okay.
No, if somebody came along and they wanted to learn what I did, yeah, I would teach them, but I'm not a teacher.
Oh, okay, so what you're saying. Okay.
So anybody can take the emotion code course online. I don't know, $1,000-$1,500 for the course, and it can open up doors for you that'll turn you into your own kind of healer, you know. But at least it's a certification that you get from an accredited school. So.
Oh, okay, it's accredited school. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So. And anyhow, it's and then the higher program is the body code, right? So the body code can really go through and do great things for people too. where it can literally make new bones in your body, right? I had a shoulder that was out, and I did the body code on it, and I've never seen a chiropractor, and it went back into place.
What?
So.
Wow.
Yeah. So, anyhow, it's very good. Pardon?
You know how to do the? Do you know how to do that yourself? You can do that on the. Okay. I might have to be in contact with you in the next couple of months then.
So. Alrighty.
All right. I appreciate that. Wow.
Okay, is my name Desmond? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. My name Desmond? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. My name's Shoshana to infinity and beyond, yes. Yeah, well, like I said, pay attention as the days and weeks go by now that this work is being done, right? And just pay attention to subtle differences. And all of a sudden it'll hit you. Oh, yeah, that's what she was talking about. Yeah, you'll feel it.
Yeah, okay, I'm looking forward to this. Okay. All righty. Thank you, Shoshana.
Thanks for calling. Have a great week.
Thank you both. Thanks.
Night.
Okay, and we are going to go to our last caller, and I think this is Nathaniel. Let's find out.
Hi, it's Nathaniel.
Nathaniel.
Hi, Nathaniel.
Hey.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Have you gone to the doctor recently?
No.
No? Do you have a pen and piece of paper handy?
I have a pen here. I'm on site. Let me get back to my car and write down something. You could. Yeah. Oh. Okay.
I am doing something new now.
What?
And I'm doing something new.
Okay.
It's called energy balancing by numbers. And what they are, they're number sequences. Okay? I'm going to give you a number sequence that I want you to say 7 times a day for at least a month. Right?
All right.
And it takes 5 minutes to do what I'm asking you to do. Right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, can I tap into Nathaniel? Yes, is my name Nathaniel? No, is my name Shoshona? Yes, is my name Nathaniel? Yes, is my name Shoshona? No, is my name Nathaniel? Yes. Okay, this colon cancer elimination number, is this the number for Nathaniel? Yes. Ductal breast cancer, no. Okay. Colon cancer eliminator. 998. Did you get that?
Yeah.
998-689-96. So it's 998-689-96.
Okay.
You're going to say that number 7 times, and in between each time, you're going to pause for a second, right? Like in between each time you say it. So you're going to say 998-689-96, 998-689-96, 998-689-96, right? And you're going to say it 7 times to yourself, right?
Okay.
And do that every day. Do that maybe when you get up in the morning, and then maybe before you go to bed at night. Last thing that you do before you go to bed, right? keep saying that number over and over and over again. As I'm going through, if I find anything else that pertains to your cancer, we'll incorporate those numbers as well.
Okay.
Have they given you a type of cancer?
You know, I have one tumor and one other one. They're thinking it might be one or two, but they haven't done a lab test on it, so they don't know. And they're thinking it's not spread to my lymph nodes yet, and it's not spread past the colon wall yet.
Okay. Well, that is the colon cancer elimination number.
Yeah.
Right?
Is that what the
so
book
like
says?
I said, yeah, that's what the number that the book gives me. Now, this man has been researching this information, Nathaniel, for over 25 years.
Okay.
Right? So take this very seriously, because if there's anything naturally that can heal you, I believe it's this. Right? So I did it last night on my pituitary gland. And I could literally feel the energy go through my brain.
Okay.
So it took a couple hours for it to process, and then I felt back to normal again. Right? So anyhow, it's very, very powerful stuff. Try it. Let's try it. See if it's what clears this problem for you.
Okay, thank you.
You know, and, you know, especially now if they haven't been testing you and they're just about to start testing you, let's start working on this to see whether we can get this to go away.
Yeah.
Right? Now, there is a whole section here on tumors. I need to go through each tumor and see whether or not it pertains to you or not. Tumors. How many is there? There's a tumor reduction. There's a tumor shrink. There's a tumor stop. And there's another one, cause tumor to shrink up. Mineral. So you need to get in touch with me, and we'll do some more work on you on this, where I go through each one and I give you the numbers.
All
right? So yeah, maybe this weekend or something, get in touch with me, and we'll do some work on this, okay?
Yeah. Well, I'm scheduled for surgery Monday, so I hope it works, you know, really fast, because, you know, I you know, not really,
what are they going to do on Monday? Are they removing it or what?
Yes.
Wow. And they haven't done any testing on you?
Yes, they've tested me, yes. They have had an MRI and a CAT scan, and, you know, they did the, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, be in touch, and we'll go through and we'll install some more numbers for you.
All right, well, thanks a lot, Shoshana. Have a good day.
You're very welcome, my dear.
Bye-bye.
Okay, is my name Nathaniel? Yes, is my name Shoshana? No, is my name Nathaniel? No, is my name Shoshana? Yes, is my name Shoshana to infinity and beyond? Yes, is my name Nathaniel? No. All right, we're disconnected.
Okay, just so everybody has a connect with you, and we are done for today.
Yeah, they can reach me at Healing Hands by Shoshana on Facebook. You can messenger me at Shoshana, that's S-H-A-S-H-O-N-A, Pelshe, P-E-L-L-E-T-I-E-R, or you can call me at 780-707-1657.
Wonderful. Thank you, Shoshana.
Thank you so much, Barbara.
And thank you, everyone, for listening, and we will be back next week.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for calling.